It's the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with radio man Dan Diker, Bill Doc Niles, and Paul the Penguin Reichert here on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG. Brought to you by Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family. Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse, voted the best in the county. Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights, Highway 21, Toma. FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier of Dan, Doc, and Paul. Dean Satellite and Security, and the Team Dean segment. The Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor, the game never ends at overtime. Now here's the voice of local motorsports, Dan the Voice Diker.
Fans, it is Saturday. That means it is time to talk a little bit of racing for the next hour. I'm radio man Dan Dyke, along with Billy Knock Niles. Paul Reichert's hiding in the studio. He's here someplace.
He's in the naughty chair for a segment.
Well, we have balloons in here, so I think Paul's playing with our
he's probably sucking on the helium.
Home care balloons.
He's probably sucking on the helium right now. He's going to sound really good in that next
segment.
Can't wait
to hear what that's done. Maybe it'll make him sound a little bit better. Program being brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse. We're going to be out there with the TV show on July 29th.
July 29th. Big car show going on there. We'll talk a little bit more about that later.
Also, Toma Sparta Speedway racing Friday nights, Highway 21 in Toma. Dean Satellite and Security in the Team Dean segment. Gretchen Gausman's going to be our Team Dean driver spotlight person today.
Atta girl, Gretchen.
FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier of the radio and TV shows, and the Overtime Pub and Grill in downtown Bangor. Stop by after the race.
With
is the only restaurant that Paul Reichert's actually shown me up.
The Paul Reichert Heart Attack Burger.
Yeah, that's coming here, too. We're going to get Bill down, and we're going to tag team that double cheeseburger they have.
That don't sound good.
A lot going on. Of course, it is the La Crosse County Fair. You're talking about food.
Double features tonight, man.
Yeah, I know, double features.
You're going to be going up and down the steps a few times.
Points are going to be coming down. You know, for the only class that's not racing tonight at the La Crosse Speedway, I just got off of a back-to-back session at the Speedway, and that was our Auto Value Plus six-cylinder class, the street stocks. And
fastest-growing class.
Three other drivers are going to join us today on the program. First off, we have Matt Druskowski and Cameron Riggs. Cameron coming off of a very good showing at the Speedway last weekend.
Yeah, nice job last week.
Ian Zimmerman's going to join us as well on the program. The Wisconsin Car Enthusiast Club has the Speedway coming up tomorrow. We're going to tell you why. And Mississippi Mayhem, Rebecca Brown, Fanny Freckles is going to join us. And, of course, Matt and Cameron are in studio. Cameron Riggs running ninth in points at the street stocks. Matt Druskowski running 12th. Gentlemen, welcome in.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for having us.
Good to have you guys in. Cameron, you just came off of a pretty impressive run Saturday night or this past weekend where it looked like it took your car a little bit to go, okay, I think we're going to go race right here. But you found yourself in the clear after some really close calls in the front straightaway.
Yeah. In our heat, I was starting sixth and made my way up to second pretty quickly. Had a good battle with Al Bartles, track champion 2 years ago, and couldn't find my way around him. Tried some things, got pretty loose, ended up taking third in the heat. Tristan Druskowski, our other driver, ended up getting around me. On one of the turns, I tried to go really hard on the gas and then brake really late, and I got a little loose, and he shot under me. And then in the feature, I was running pretty quick. I felt like I was making some ground on the leader. I think it was Dan Fry. And got a little low, smacked a tire.
Yep.
Bent the tire out. I think Chuck put a magnet down there in that tire.
Five or six drivers got that. John Clausen got it twice.
You know, I was standing in there 2 weeks ago. I was down there and watched Scotty Malum nail it on the first lap of the Hornet feature?
Yeah, Hornet feature. Yeah.
Bounced right off it, kept right on going.
I'm telling you, Chuck put a magnet in that tire.
Matt, talk about your season so far. How are things going?
They've been going all right. I'm kind of the old guy of the group, so I'm not quite as aggressive as these younger drivers. Having a good time out there and trying to help them as much as I can and just having a blast going door-to-door with them, you know.
You know, Zimmerman's not in the studio yet, and we'll ask him this when he comes in, but talk about DRZ Racing. How did this all get together? How did you guys all get together?
You want to take this one, Matt?
No, go ahead.
All right. Well, so 2 years ago, I went to the Enduro to support Ian and Tristan, two of my best friends. We used to live together, actually. And so I was watching the Enduro and thought, man, this looks sweet. I really want to get into this.
Was there beer involved?
Later.
Okay.
There was later.
Every good racing start conversation has to be around beer.
Yeah. Hold on to my beer.
We had at Toma Sparta, Matt Moore put an extra $100 up for the six cylinders because some of you guys that came out and ran a couple weeks ago, And Brady Little, current, I think he's running third in the Big 8 lay bottle points. He and two of his buddies were drinking on a Wednesday and said, hey, look what Thomas got going on. They wake up Thursday. Did we agree to do that? Okay, well, Friday, boom, they came up. And, of course, Brady gets the money. But there had to be beer involved.
Back to right. the original story now.
So I'm watching the Enduro. I'm thinking, this is really sweet. I got to get myself a car for next year. And a couple weeks later, I bought my first race car. It was an Oldsmobile Intrigue. Paid $225 for it, so can't beat
See,
that.
See, now, that is the biggest thing right off the bat. You want to talk economical. Number one, he paid $200-some to get a car. Number two, you go to a junkyard, there's Intrigues all over the place.
Right. Yeah, they're super common, easy to find parts for when you crash them, so hard to beat that. And so the next year, Ian Tristan and I joined No Limits Racing with John Burbach, and he really helped us get our foot in the door and get started with it. The team started growing and growing. We ended up having 6 full-time drivers last year, a couple part-time drivers as well. So we really felt like we had to kind of split off and do our own thing. It was just kind of getting too big and too cumbersome for us. So DZR became a thing, and here we are.
By the way, you guys have some nice-looking cars, by the way. And you know, Zimmerman's looked really nice till he hit the wall.
Yeah, it looks great. I feel pretty bad about that, but, you know, what can you do? He's pretty good at scheming out the cars and getting them painted and look for our Enduro cars this year. They're going to look sweet.
Here comes La Crosse Speedway plug. September 1st is the 4- and 6-cylinder Enduro at the La Crosse Speedway. Obviously, you guys are all going to be there.
Nice segue.
Oh, yeah.
Nice segue. Nice job.
Thank you.
Yeah, did you like that? Simple plug.
Me and Cameron are going to tag team a car, and Tristan and Ian are going to tag team another car.
How do you tag team an Enduro?
100 laps, and then they,
yep.
you can
and switch. Then you have the 15-minute intermission where they let the radiators cool down. You can refill your radiators. Yep. You can change tires if you want to. That's becoming a bigger thing nationwide now. Instead of one driver going out, especially if it's hot,
yeah.
and beating yourself to death for 2.5 hours of an Enduro, the Speedway will let them tag team where somebody starts off for the first 99 and finishes the last 101, whatever it is.
But so how long have they been doing? This is new to me. I've never heard this. So Matt, explain this to me.
You really don't hear about it at La Crosse, though, because it's something that a lot of people don't publicize.
Cameron will start the car. He'll run the first 100 laps. They'll take a break. They'll bring them in the pits where we can, like Dan said, we can check the radiators, tires. There's always going to be something when you run that. I mean, basically change that right front tire, even if it looks good, and then you can switch drivers. So.
Yeah, well, you're like every driver in the country. I want 4 brand new Skippies. So
yeah, well, I'm turning 49 next week, so I'm not going to do 200. I mean, 100 is going to be enough for an old addict.
And you know, Drazkowski, you know, we have two of them racing at the Speedway. This is, I think, the today I think you guys are the only father-son team that are racing street stocks.
No, the Larsons.
Oh, yeah, Larsons. That's yep. right. And it used to be the Forts, because that's yep. where they started lacrosse, yep. the 6-cylinders. Bob then got a Sportsman, and then his son got kicked out of the racetrack for racing like you don't like to see, and he's not been back.
Yeah. We only got a couple minutes left here. Matt or Cameron, either one of you take this. Obviously, you guys got it looks like you got a team sponsor. What else do you have for sponsors, each of you?
Well, I own Draz Enterprises, so I throw up my hat in there and get my name on the
car. Now, what is that?
I do automotive. I do brakes, alignments, front ends, collision repair. It's a pretty small shop in Winona, and that's what I've been doing for the last 15 years. And I think that's kind of what helped these guys is they decided to go racing. So they're like, hey, you got room for a car tonight? So I get my stuff done, move it out. Give them a spot. They roll it in, and in the morning, my paint booth's a mess, but there's a beautiful car sitting there ready to go.
Cameron, what about you? You got anything different on yours?
Yeah, so Options Plus Home Healthcare is our title sponsor. They're on my hood. I want to give them a quick shout-out for that. Draz Enterprises as well. Redbox Plus, Mateka Recycling in Winona. And just recently, I was talking to my boss at Handy Van of Rochester, and it looks like he's going to give us a minivan to race.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, if we ever get to.
That's true.
Minivans been scheduled 3 times this year. How many rainouts?
All 3.
So that's why we saw a lot more street stocks. We had 4 vans than street stocks. These guys are getting hungry, Bill.
Geez, it would be nice to see an all minivan race just once.
It would. I think 14 of the feature last year. Our taste buds get all ripe for it. Now nothing.
Yeah, it would be great. Minivans, I've loved watching them. I mean, they're fun to watch. They're all over the place. Sooner or later, Chuck's got to just add him to the schedule.
Yeah, I would like to see that. I would like to see six cylinders and minivans every single weekend. Matt Druskowski is again, he's running 12th in points this year. Cameron Regg's running 9th. We're going to talk to their teammate, Ian Zimmerman, coming up next.
Want to thank see you guys how different for his in. Answers are going to be.
Yeah,
and you're going to also see them on Seven Rivers Racing, our TV show on KQED-TV this week. Ian's coming in next. This is the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test. 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Big Boar Barbecue is up and running on the north side of La Crosse. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Yes, the food truck is open at George and Gillette Street to make it easier for you North Siders to find out why La Crosse County has voted us 4 years in a row as the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16 West Salem, 3rd Street downtown, and now open at George and Gillette Street.
Hello, I'd like to switch to DirecTV. I want over 150 channels with HD DVR service and equipment fee included for one receiver.
Yeah! DirecTV. Package offers start at incredibly low monthly prices. Call now.
Give the local team at Dean Satellite a call today at 608-769-2897. Call Dean's today.
31-18, 24-month agreement required. $35 activation, early termination fee of $20 per month for each month remaining on agreement. Equipment non-return and additional fees apply. New approved customers only. Equipment lease required. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with radio man Dan Diker, Bill Doc Niles, and Paul Reichert here on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.
Welcome back, race fans. Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here at 1460 WBOG. The TuneIn app averaging about 3,000 listeners per show.
By the way, I love the TuneIn app.
I was waiting for that. And online 1460 WBOG. That is CoolGold1460.com. Going to talk more street stocks on the program today. Probably the largest growing class. I've been in La Crosse now, Bill, about 11 years, and I don't think I've seen a class start out brand new that has seen that many cards. I think we have 56 totally registered at the Speedway when you're talking about six cylinders.
Yeah, the growth of the six cylinders has just been incredible. I mean, this is something they tried about 20 years ago, and it kind of fell flat, and now these cars are abundant, and you're getting a lot of drivers. It's reminiscent of how the Hornets started out. I mean, there was lots of four-cylinders all over the place, and you saw 40, 50 of them. Now you're starting to see that with the street stocks. The numbers don't lie, and the competition doesn't lie either.
Well, you just heard from Matt and Cameron in segment number one. His other teammate, they actually have, I think, four total on the DZR Racing cars, and that is Ian Zimmerman joining us in the studio. Ian, what's up, my friend?
Not much. How's it going today, Dan?
Fantastic. 18th in points, but, you know, you guys have had kind of a topsy-turvy season when we can get a race in, when it's going to rain. You know, I was talking to Chuck, by the way, after the boat race last week, seven total rainouts at the Speedway this year. Including street drags.
Oh, that includes street drags? Yeah, I can see that.
And then coupled with my rainouts at Toma, I've missed 12 races this year.
Wow.
Yeah. And the two bars in downtown West Salem sure like that because I'm down there like at 7 o'clock instead of 10.
You're not going anywhere on vacation this year.
No,
are you?
My vacation funds are very slim right now.
Ian, the season didn't start out so great for you this year.
It did not. First race in the car this season, heat race. Coming on to the last lap, I got a little loose up into the wall. Ended the night, and definitely not a good way to start the year. And we've been suffering from that ever since.
It seems like you just haven't hit on what the problem is because your speed's just not there yet.
Well, we just keep running into different issues caused by that one accident. So I've had my tires were rubbing, and oil been getting on my tires, so I haven't had oil pressure. So that's where the power has been lacking. And I've just been blowing through tires. Last race, in the heat, I blew a tire, and then
in the future,
I blew another tire. So we're just working on ironing out all of these issues. We've had some alignment issues, and
sounds like Cole Howland in the late model here, what, about 2 or 3 years ago? Every single night he came out, he had problems, and it was always between turn 2 and turn 3.
Yeah, it's there's you could find somebody in every division, and it looks like we found Ian in the street stock division who's got the gremlins he can't get rid of.
Again, now this is your second year with the street stocks, right?
This is my third year running.
Okay,
the street
stocks.
Okay,
so you did the original year then?
Nope. I came in the second year of the street of the street stocks. Yep.
Why? I mean, you're an unknown. You and Cameron and Matt are totally unknowns the Speedway.
Yep.
You know, Hornet guys, you see them come and go. One takes 10 years off. Look at Al Bartles. Al Bartles hadn't raced in 5 or 6 years, came out and ran the Enduro 1 year.
Yep.
I mean, you guys were pretty much relative unknowns.
Yeah, you know, the racing wasn't anything I had ever
Which
considered.
Is not a bad thing.
No, no. Nope.
Okay.
No, hey, anytime someone gets into the sport, that's great. But like you said, we hadn't raced at all before. My neighbor, John Burbach, who also runs in the street stock class, had a spare car.
Smalls, if I didn't
Smalls.
Say that, he would yell at me.
Yep. And he asked Tristan Draskowski, another one of our drivers, and I to run that for him because his dad couldn't step in. And I was hesitant at first just because I had never done it, and it was racing a minivan. So it was kind of – I wasn't so sure whether I wanted to jump into it or not, but I warmed up to it and then jumped in the car, and I'm addicted now. Get me out.
And now you've got, what, 4 on the team?
Five on the team this year. Matt Sacco's a new addition just these past
right.
few
that's
races.
That's the one we could never figure out because the writing in his windshield was so small the night he came on. Like,
yep.
What? I see an S on that car. Yeah, Matt Sacco, that's
yep,
right.
Yep, this is his first year. He stepped into a full-time driver position after being pit crew for us the past few years. So we'd like to give back to our hardworking guys.
All right, now I see these teams forming down in the street stock division.
Yep.
You guys are DRZ. Now, you weren't here for the other two guys for their answer. What's your answer? How'd this team get started?
So all of us grew up together. Cameron, Tristan, and I all graduated high school together. And Tristan and I got into the sport, which got Cameron into the sport. And then Matt just decided, hey, that looks fun, so he jumped in too. So it's really a family thing for us, and that's what it's become. So, yeah. The teams that are forming down there, there's a lot of them, and it's really taken over. You got Higher Motorsports, No Limits, Clawson Racing, the Larsons. Everyone's kind of making off into their own branches, and it's really good for the sport. It makes it fun when you're down there with your family.
At the end of the year, we're going to have a battle royal.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's something
we'd win.
It's something that you brought up, Paul, a couple weeks ago when we had some street stock drivers on. Even though you've got race teams like you do NASCAR, they're not rough racing. You don't have Team A knocking out Team B and Team C being pissed at Team A because they're buddies.
Yeah, that's right. I think you guys, some of you drove with No Limits, and
we did.
And the team came out of that and the experience you had with No Limits.
Yeah, we ran with No Limits our first year. Like I said, Smalls gave us a car, so Tristan and I ran No Limits, and then Cameron came in to No Limits the year before, but. You know, there's a limit on NASCAR car teams for a reason. It just gets to be too much.
Yep.
So we just had to move over and do our own thing. So we're a branch, basically. We all still work together and all of that. So it's just one big street stock family.
By the way, the limit in NASCAR is 4. Tell Sacco he's got to start his own team.
Yep. Well, eventually, you know, that's what happens. Everybody just branches off. He'll find his friends that he wants to start driving street stock, and he'll start doing his own thing. So.
And you know one thing, and we've had No Limits on from day one when mm-hmm. I had him up on the tower while we were having interviews during a rainout, is policing your own team, policing that entire street stock class, and keeping it affordable, keeping it racy, and keeping those cars looking nice. You guys come out, and no one has sloppy six-cylinder cars out there. You guys are really taking care of these machines.
Yep, and that's a team effort on every level with every race team. Everyone takes pride in their cars. The difference, really, between the street stocks and the higher-end cars is we have a real passion for racing. You know, we may not come from the most money, but
right.
We love it. So everybody takes pride in their cars, and obviously you don't want to wreck somebody else's car. So the street stocks, they drive pretty clean.
And you know one thing, the Thunder stocks are not always going to be there. It's getting harder for Andy Moore to find 73 Chevy Monte Carlo parts.
Yeah, the parts are getting tough for that. Well, you see the sportsman class with that problem too.
Outlaws Road, I mean, there could be a point in time where the street stocks are like our third highest divisional class where you guys are racing every Saturday night. Is that something you guys would like to see? Is that schedule comes out every weekend?
100% for sure. We love doing it. We want to be out there. We want to be those guys. We're like locusts. We're just taking over. Right? We
like
want
that.
It all. We want it all. We want it all.
See, now we're not going to call it Street Stocks anymore. We have hornets. Now we've got locusts.
Yep.
Which
there you
are
go.
Larger than hornets, there and they go. Probably eat hornets.
There you go, Sec. There's the name of your team right there,
yeah.
Bud.
I'll have to copyright that before he gets to it.
Locust Racing. Hey, that's kind of catchy. I can see an emblem for that right now. This big, nasty locust with wheels.
You think of going into PR, buddy? You're doing pretty good
so
far.
Only got a couple minutes left here. What is the biggest thing that you're taking away from street stock racing and lacrosse speedway?
Just every day is learning. Every race is something new. Getting to know the car, getting to know the people. Like I said, it's a family down there, and I just learn every single race from my mistakes, from other people's mistakes, from what goes wrong with the car, everything. So I just take it all and soak it up, and just keep learning and keep improving. Not so much this year, but we'll get there, you know.
Inkling, maybe somewhere down the line, stepping it up a little bit?
Yeah, I think we'd like to get the handle on these street stocks first.
Okay.
And then, yeah, we'd like to keep moving. Obviously, everybody wants to grow, and we see ourselves doing pretty well. We got some fast drivers, some good guys. So, yeah, I believe in our team, and I think we could do anything.
All right, we put this question to the other guys in the last segment. Sponsor-wise, what do you have for sponsors? Anything different on the team?
So we have Options Plus Home Healthcare of Winona is our title sponsor. And then we also have Draz Enterprises of Winona, Redbox Plus and P-Tops Auto. They're our sponsors for this year, but we're always looking to bring on more. But we're really appreciative of them, and we do everything we can to help put them out there. We brought Dan some balloons today with the Options Plus logo on them.
Yep.
You know he's going to suck the helium out in the last segment.
I thought that would be the plan. That's why I brought
them. Segment like this.
Yep.
I need to get a picture with the balloons here in between segments, too.
Yep.
The other thing is, if people are looking to sponsor cars, one of the things they look at is what do you look like? How do you carry yourself? What do your cars look like? You guys are right across the board with almost every other street stock driver down there. We encourage people to seek you guys out and get on those cars because I tell you what, not only do you take care of what you do at the track, I haven't seen what you guys do in the community, but I'm sure you're there as well.
Yep.
And by the way, before you answer that, personal opinion here, opening day at the Frostbuster, I thought your car looked great before it hit the wall.
It did. Hey, it looks good now.
Oh.
It looks good now. It
Boom.
Will look good.
Ian Zimmerman, part of one of the biggest racing families we have in the six-cylinder class we call Street Stocks at the Lacrosse Fairgrounds Speedway. Ian, it's been a pleasure having you in. We got to put all this stuff away because now I'm going to do some TV.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, Dan.
All right, Ian Zimmerman, part of the Street Stocks at Lacrosse Speedway. When we come back, the WCEC is going to be featured here on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
It's a new year for the Thomas Sparta Speedway. Racing begins with a Sunday, April 29th opener at 2 o'clock. Then, starting Friday, May 11th, racing every Friday night. Mods, sportsmen, hobby stocks, hornets, the new six-shooter division, and novelty events. Shows include the Midwest Dash Series, Great Northern Sportsman Series, Super Cup cars, and many more. Friday night racing starting May 11th every Friday night. But the first race of the season begins Sunday, April 29th at 2 o'clock at the Thomas Sparta Speedway, Highway 21, Toma.
There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesdays, tacos are just $1. Wednesdays, wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursdays, burgers, just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon with the best Bloody Marys in town. Happy hour prices all day Friday and Sunday. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime in the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test, 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
It's Team Dean time on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
Welcome back, race fans. Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here on 1460 WBOG, Google 1460.com, and the big one, the TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app.
Our next guest I love as well. I've seen her all over the place. I've seen her cars all over the place. And you're going to be seeing a lot of her tomorrow at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. The Wisconsin Car Enthusiast Club is going to be invading the Speedway one more time. I'm go-kart announcing, and I've watched you guys do this for four straight years. I stand in the announcer tower. I see these cars going by one after another after another. I'm like, I want to go watch. Gretchen Gausman's in the studio. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Are you jacked up? Tomorrow's the day. And the weather looks like it's going to be fantastic.
I can't wait. Cloudy, a little bit sunny. It's perfect weather for any kind of car show that day.
83, no humidity. You got to like that.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
You know, this being your fourth annual, this just keeps getting bigger and bigger every year. Talk about how this started. Here at the Speedway, at least.
It all started with an idea with me and a friend, and we got in contact with Alex, who was a year and a half into starting WCC. They started up in 2013. And from there, I talked to Alex, and I'm like, we have a month. I have this idea. Let's use a Speedway racetrack for a car show. And he's like, I love it. Let's do it.
And I've seen the picture. I mean, I've been in there. You know, like, we have our intermission in the go-karts tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I actually will run over there and take a peek to see what you guys have. And I watch how it grows from turn four to turn one every single year.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This is awesome. By the way, this is our Team Dean segment, like a sexy voiceover chick said at the beginning of the segment. And Wisconsin Car Club enthusiast Gretchen Gausman joining us. Lots of stuff going on. Take us from the start to the finish. What do you got going on tomorrow?
We have a two-wheel drive dyno that Full Bore out of Dodgeville is bringing in for us. They charge their own expense. We actually pay for them to be there. So we're going to be running cars all day long. It's $100 for three pulls, and you get to keep your dyno sheet afterwards and get to see where your car's at as far as performance-wise goes.
You know, maybe you guys should have had that when Bill was racing and he could have learned a thing or two. Because obviously what they were doing wasn't working.
Who knows?
Stab again. Next, what else do we have?
We are doing a burnout competition. We are doing an exhaust competition.
I did see that 2 years ago was the biggest one they've done, and it was so large. You know, like when you did street drags, I did street drags. I don't know who it was, but they sat there in that pad forever, and I could hear it screeching. Had it been the biggest tuft of smoke going over the La Crosse Speedway I've ever seen before.
Yeah, that might have been the Mercedes or one of the rat rods that did it that year.
Oh, man, that was nuts.
Yeah, and then the last event that we host is a car limbo. So it's lowest stock car or lowest car that you can pile all your friends on and see how low you can go.
Wow. And this is pretty much, if you have hydraulics, you're a shoe-in to be in at least the top five.
Yeah, definitely.
And you got more things going on there than just, you know, looking at cars and car competitions. You got a lot of other stuff going on there, too.
Well, yeah, the state fair is going on, so if you get bored of the cars for some reason, you can go check out the fair. There's food there. We have food in the grandstands. The spectators are free. You're allowed to come walk down in the track or sit up in the grandstands and watch everything.
And you have a DJ.
Yes, we have a DJ. We have music.
They've asked me in the past, and I've always had to announce.
Talk about some of the vendors you got going in. What have they got going on?
We have Fitment Inc., which is a specialty wheel brand. They specialize in selling wheels, alignments, suspension, coils, all sorts of that kind of stuff that I know nothing about.
Google search it, folks.
I know. And they are the biggest online wheelbase. They basically solve the age-old question of what will fit on my car. As far as like wheels or suspension goes, if it's on somebody else's car, it can fit on yours, and people are allowed to upload their cars to it. So it's just a huge gallery. And
so they'd be able to put a 4x4 chassis on Paul Reichert's Honda?
Probably not. otherwise, for sponsors, we have Volkswagen Audi of La Crosse coming in. And then we also have IVS Wraps out of Holman, which is a sign shop, a full wrap for cars shop. They specialize in full body wraps and can do anything from prints to any kind of wrap as far as material goes. So they're a really awesome company, and they will have at least, I think, 5 or 6 cars to show off there that day, too.
Now, you guys actually start back, I want to say, in the spring, because the Dells, you guys are really hammering social media hard this year, too.
Yeah.
I was being tagged or saw so many different things when the Automotion came up on the Dells. Talk about that, because that's one of your largest in a square-type parking lot area.
Yes. Our Wisconsin Modified show usually brings out a ton of people. It helps that the Automotion weekend is already going on there. We just bring in Wisconsin Modified to kind of break up a lot of the Automotion traffic, because there's always a lot of traffic down the middle strip of the whole city. And
do you know what that's called, Dan? Clever marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
So we brought Wisconsin Modified into the whole Wisconsin Dells Automotion Weekend, and that's always a huge, huge event.
Where else? I mean, you did the Dells. You're doing lacrosse tomorrow. Where else do you go around the state?
We started in April. We were in West Bend, Wisconsin. May was obviously Wisconsin Dells. In June, we run a 260-mile, 7-hour road rally.
Mm-hmm. Holy
and
cow.
Then, yeah.
How many cars do you get for that?
This year, we had over 50 cars
nice.
For that. And then in July, obviously, is the Lacrosse Speedway Car Show. In August, we have the Appleton Takeover in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And then we end in September with South Wisconsin Car Show in Beloit.
Nice. I see here you got a couple of different registration packages for the people with their cars. Talk about what you got going on there.
We have a day of for tomorrow would be $20. We have a deluxe package, which includes...
Everything.
Yeah, everything. Everything. Yeah, well, the $20 gets you into everything, too. The VIP is includes a shirt, a decal, and premium parking.
And you know, the thing with the decals, I like to see those, is the same thing when you go to car shows, like the Holman Corn Fest that's going to be coming up here soon enough, but we get them at the Speedway as well. Those decals are just like dash plaques. Everybody wants the decal. They want to show that off. And if you go to a car show, the dash plaques are always either on the dash, they're on the carpeting, they're laid out in the grass somewhere. But it's the same thing with those decals. Those are like collector's items to a lot of people.
Yeah, people love them. And this year we've actually been doing limited edition decals for every month. July, we actually have an American flag one coming up.
Nice. So, very nice.
For June, we have a matte black, which is something a little more simpler, a little more easy to hide if... You know, you don't want, like, flashy, showy stickers on your cars.
All right. Where can people find more information? What do you got for websites or Facebook or stuff like that?
You can check us out on Facebook. Just look up Wisconsin Car Enthusiast Club. We have a fan page. We have a group page that has 56,000 members. Then you can...
Ouch.
We have the website, which is theofficialwcec.com. Otherwise, you can check out us on YouTube, WCC. It's that simple. And that's about it.
And locally-wise, how many people do you have that are helping out, like organize the lacrosse show? Because you don't have 56,000 people working on lacrosse.
Oh,
no. How many locally-wise do you have?
That's the population of lacrosse.
Local, as far as staff goes, we have about 40 to 50 staff that come out and help the event. The shows usually bring anywhere from... 1,200 to 5,000 or more people.
Holy cow.
Yeah. you if you got nothing to do Sunday, I would show up about 2 hours after their gates open, and once they're settled, just peek in the grandstand. It's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it is. It's a great.
You know, wait a minute. That's a bigger number than last year, if I remember correctly.
Well, as far as people goes, car goes, we can bring anywhere from like 200 to 500 cars.
Oh, yeah.
Line the whole speedway. And I've seen pictures of this. If you haven't been there, check this out. If you love cars, come and check this out tomorrow. You will not be disappointed.
Again, the official WCEC.com is the website, but everybody uses Facebook, so search them on Facebook. I'm sure Gretchen would be able to answer your questions or whoever's going to be on that Facebook. Again, that's going to be tomorrow. Gates open at what time tomorrow?
Noon. They open at noon. We go till 5.
And those cars are lined up all the way down Pitt Road, starting at about 10:30, 11 o'clock. I've seen that in the past.
It's going to be cool. Get out there early and check it out.
Gretchen is with the Wisconsin Car Enthusiast Club. We're going to have her on the TV show as well to talk more about this. And Jesse's going to have some great video from what you can expect. Gretchen, thank you as always for coming in.
Thank you.
All righty. Next up, we're going to talk to Franny Freckles.
Who?
Franny Freckles.
Okay, yeah, well, I don't know who that is.
Mississippi Mayhem is next on 1460 WBOG.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Big Boar Barbecue is up and running on the north side of La Crosse. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Yes, the food truck is open at George and Gillette Street to make it easier for you north siders to find out why La Crosse County has voted us 4 years in a row as the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16 West Salem, 3rd Street downtown, and now open at George and Gillette Street.
Hello, I'd like to switch to DirecTV. I want over 150 channels with HD DVR service and equipment fee included for one receiver.
Yeah! DirecTV. Package offers start at incredibly low monthly prices. Call now.
Give the local team at Dean Satellite a call today at 608-769-2897. Call Dean's today.
3118, 24-month agreement required. $35 activation early termination fee of $20 per month for each month remaining on agreement. Equipment non-return and additional fees apply. New proof customers only. Equipment lease required. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's a new year for the Toma Sparta Speedway. Racing begins with a Sunday, April 29th opener at 2 o'clock. Then, starting Friday, May 11th, racing every Friday night. Mods, Sportsmen, Hobby Stocks, Hornets, the new six-shooter division, and novelty events. Shows include the Midwest Dash Series, Great Northern Sportsman Series, Super Cup Cars, and many more. Friday night racing starting May 11th every Friday night. But the first race of the season begins Sunday, April 29th at 2 o'clock at the Toma Sparta Speedway, Highway 21, Toma.
It's the Abbott and Costello of Short Track Racing. Doc and Dan on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back, race fans. The Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report in 1460 WBOG. I want to thank Matt Truskowski, Cameron Riggs, Ian Zimmerman, Gretchen Gaussman for joining us. Now we're going to talk about an event that I have been a part of. I think this may be my fourth or fifth year now. My son Ryan and I have been out doing some judging at Mississippi Mayhem, and what a fantastic time that is. If you are a new car enthusiast, old car enthusiast, if you like to go back to the 50s and 60s, you've got to hit this show.
I'm sensing a theme to today's show.
There, we've had a lot of that. We've had a lot of that because we're talking about other things that are going on at the Speedway besides racing on the Speedway. Fatty Freckles is joining us from Mississippi Mayhem. My dear, how are you?
I am fabulous.
Great to have you back on the program. We've had you on every single year since you guys have had this this show at the Speedway, and I can witness and be a test to this, this thing just keeps growing.
That it does. We had 530 cars last year. I'm really hoping to hit 600 this year. The way it's going right now, I think we're going to make our goal, so I'm very excited about that.
Have you been out here before, Bill?
Not for this, no.
You have got – it's not just about cars.
Oh, I'm looking over the schedule here. Wow, you got – tons of entertainment and lots of side things going on just besides your car show. Talk about some of the entertainment you got going on.
What I like to describe it as: one part car show, one part motorcycle show, one hell of a lot of fun. There's live bands that come from across the country. We've got five rockabilly bands coming this year. One coming as far as from Canada to come down and party with us on Friday night. And then on Saturday night, we have Lance Lipinski and the Lovers is our headlining band from Chicago, Illinois, and we're tying in a whole dance along with them. So, and it's going to be a Hot Rod Homecoming Mayhem Under the Sea dance. So you can get all gussied up and grab a date and come on out and have some fun.
Did she just say Mayhem Under the Sea?
Yes.
I did.
Yes.
I did.
And every time she has a title to something like that out there, it may be what you think it is. It may not, like Burlesque Bingo. Last year, see, I've been there for the drop in the past, but last year I was actually awake after 3 o'clock because I had to do the races. And took pictures of Burlesque Bingo, and it was a lot more than I had figured. So if you see a title like that, it's going to be good.
That's why your picture's doing it up on Facebook when that happens.
Besides, you know, if you need someone to help you out with flame throwing this year, I'm sure Bill would stand there and hold a couple of rings. I'm trying to get you active in the community.
Well, I hope he can stand back kind of far if he's doing the flame throwing, because some of those cars shoot 30-foot fireballs. So
I can't run that fast.
Now, that's remember Tony Ciano and his wife, Mary, won the competition we had at the Speedway here a
nice.
Couple years ago. They will be back, I would presume?
Yes, they come out as a husband and wife team, and both Mary and Tony throw flames. And And it's great to see the women come out and get involved in that too. It's not just a show for guys. This is the one show that the wives are begging their husbands to take them to.
Yep. Matter of fact, the coolest thing was last year, after the burlesque bingo is done and we're all sitting around, Fanny takes everybody that was there, invites everybody out, not just the Mississippi Mayhem staff, into the back parking lot of the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway, and there sits about a 10-foot, 15-foot birthday cake that was made out of wood. And how did they light the fire? They backed up the flame-throwing cars.
Yeah. Backed up Ciano, did you?
See, I was still sober when that happened. I remember.
Yeah, well, we stopped to pull the fireworks first and then roasted it.
Oh, that was – I still have – I'll just show you guys a video of that. It was one of the most entertaining things I've seen.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about the car show you got going on. What do you got for, like, you know, brackets, I guess you would say? What do you got for vendors? What do you got for a swap meet?
We have a large swap meet. I think it's one of the best in the area. People come from all over several states to sell their stuff at it. The cars, we have two parking lots. One is for 64 and older, period correct, hot rods and customs. And then the other is for cars up to 1976. And there's nothing newer than 76 in the show, so it's all old classics. We have 500 cars between the two.
And that's nice. Like, I want to say it's almost, goodness, 16, 17 rows, whether they stack them up out there. And, you know, one of the things I like about that, Billy Knock Nails, nothing newer than 76.
That's awesome. My favorite, you know, I would check it out at Gretchen's Car Show also, or this one. 70 Camaros are like, you know, my bugaboo. That's my kryptonite, if you would.
And the other neat thing, Fanny, is it's not just a large car show. You have so many motorcycles and old bicycles out there. It's crazy.
Yeah, we actually have a vintage bicycle relay race that happens on the go-kart track, which is a lot of fun to watch, too, because there's some shenanigans that go on there as they're, like, handing off the baton, which looks like a stick of dynamite, while they're pedaling around the tracks. It's a lot of fun. And people can bring their bikes out and participate in that, too.
Yeah, Frenny, something intrigues me here with the before the bicycle race, this valve cover racing at 10 o'clock. What's that all about?
Well, do you know the Pinewood Derby that Boy Scout
has?
Oh,
yes.
It's like that, but instead of Pinewood cars, they are cars made out of valve covers, and mm-hmm. it's something that mm-hmm. both kids and adults can do, and they do both participate, and a lot of time the kids beat out the adults because they have a faster reaction time.
Seen them. There's been some interesting contraptions put together. Again, talking to Fanny Freckles with Mississippi Mayhem coming up Friday, September 8th, or Friday, September 7th, and Saturday, September 8th. Why is it that this show keeps getting larger every year? I'm seeing more license plates coming from out of the state of Wisconsin. I meet more people that are out of a four-state radius here in the Midwest. What is it that keeps this thing generating?
I think it's just a unique experience for this area, and it's a lot of fun, and that's just keeps people coming back. It's almost like a family reunion for hot rodders. People come every year. This is like their summer vacation, so they meet here, and they get together and have fun, and they make new friends with like the locals, and it's just a great mix.
And, Fanny, this kind of reminds me of the Back to the 50s car show that happens up at the Minnesota State Fair every June. Was that the inspiration for this, or how did this all come about, Mississippi Mayhem?
No, actually, my inspiration was traditional hot rod shows, which is more than just kind of the cars parked and then you sit behind your car in the lawn chair kind of thing. They have lots of other activities going on, like bands. And there are other shows like this out there, but anytime I want to go to one, it's a 3-hour drive to get there. Mm-hmm. And when I was at them, I was finding locals. I was running into locals at those shows. So I saw that there was an interest for it in this area and decided to put one here and then have everybody drive to my backyard instead of me having to go to them.
Nothing wrong with that at all. And, you know, when you bring them to your backyard, you need a whole lot of staff for these 2 days. To do this, and you rely on a lot of volunteers, some great volunteers. Where can somebody that has an interest, whether they like cars or just want to help out in a community setting, where can they go to get more information on the being a volunteer?
They can go to our website, which is MississippiMayhem.com. There's a link there to volunteer. And if you sign up for a 2-hour shift, you get in for free for the whole weekend. If you sign up to work 4 hours or more, you get in free. Plus, you get a limited edition Mississippi Mayhem t-shirt that is only for volunteers.
You need to go out and do this year, Paul. You really should, because there's something in almost every area out there, whether you're parking cars, whether you're doing this, mm-hmm. that. I mean, there's so many people that it takes to put this together. And again, it is about, I would say, 90% volunteer-based, which makes the cost and everything go down again. Hey, you know, I'm available Saturday, September 8th at 1 o'clock again.
I kind of figured you're our resident pinup judge. I know it's a hard job. But...
What kind of food is he bartering for this year?
They have all kinds of good stuff in the back.
Mm-hmm.
They really do. That's one of the neatest things, though, especially the little Mr. and Mrs. because they're like 4 and 5 years old going out there.
Just don't claim you don't get paid, Diker.
She pays me with a great time every year. Just to be out there is payment alone because it is, again, a good time. One more time, Fatty Freckles, where can people get more information, social media or websites?
You can find us on Facebook, Mississippi Mayhem, and also our website, MississippiMayhem.com.
All right, Fanny Freckles, she will be one of the busiest people for over both days at the Lacrosse Fairground Speedway against Friday, September 7th and Saturday, September 8th. Fanny, thanks for joining us in the program. We will see you soon.
Thanks, guys.
All right, again, MississippiMayhem.com. It is well worth your time, whether you like big bands, you like big rockabilly-type bands or old cars or just a lot of people. That is the place to go. When we come back, Paul Reichert has the Burn and Rubber Race Report here at 1460 WDOG.
There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesdays, tacos are just $1. Wednesdays, wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursdays, burgers, just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon with the best Bloody Marys in town. Happy hour prices all day Friday and Sunday. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime in the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor. Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test, 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
It's a new year for the Toma Sparta Speedway. Racing begins with a Sunday, April 29th opener at 2 o'clock. Then, starting Friday, May 11th, racing every Friday night. Mods, Sportsmen, Hobby Stocks, Hornets, the new six-shooter division, and novelty events. Shows include the Midwest Dash Series, Great Northern Sportsman Series, Super Cup Cars, and many more. Friday night racing starting May 11th every Friday night. But the first race of the season begins Sunday, April 29th at 2 o'clock at the Toma Sparta Speedway, Highway 21, Toma.
Get ready. It's the Burn and Rubber Race Report with Paul Reichert.
Welcome back, race fans. This is the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on 1460 WBOG, along with Paul Reichert, Billy Knausen, radio man Dan Diker. You're not as tan as I thought you were going to be as much as you were up at Rockfest.
Check that out.
That still looks like a farmer's tan. Oh. I'd expected you like dark, like Bahamas dark.
Well, this'll get dark. Just give it a couple of
Favorite
days.
Favorite band at Rockfest this year that you saw?
Oh, my God. God, there were so many of them. I love, you know, of course, I'm fond of Waylon, but I got the, without a doubt, Fozzy put on a phenomenal show. Chris Jericho is just an unbelievable showman. I mean, they had that tent packed down the hill, and I mean, that guy is just so cool. He found a new shirt. He has a new saying of Jericho: "Drink Wisconsinably." He bought it at Oshkosh the night before.
Nice.
That's his new saying on tour now.
We need to get Paul Reichert to wear. I've got one of those hats that I won. I'm not sure whose racing smoker was this year. I think it was Jeff Thompson's, but I have the Drink Wisconsinly hat. The program being brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue, Toma Sparta Speedway, Dean Satellite and Security, fansarena.com, the Overtime Pub, and Jano Collectibles, and Peter Niekirk and North Star Customs.
Yeah, he's always got contests going on his page, so check that out. But right now, it's time to find out who the big winners were in the last week. It's Paul Reichert in the Burn and Rubber Race Report.
All right, guys, well, let's start with the UMP Summer Nationals Hell Tour final week, starting Monday at Lincoln, Illinois. Brian Shirley, the winner. Then they moved on to Shady Hill Speedway in Madarieville, Ohio, Tuesday. Frank Heckenast Jr. scored the victory. Of course, at Slayer, the 39th reign of the Super Seal Slayer Nationals taking place. Zach Riddle won the late model feature, his second straight at Slayer. And the big super late model feature, the big 200 lapper, won by Ty Majeski, who pocketed $14,000.
I don't think
with
he lost
monies.
A race when he was in Wisconsin,
no,
did he?
No, I don't think he has this year. Super Dirt Car Series at Outlaw Speedway in Dundee, New York. Brett the Jet Hearn scored the win. USAC Midgets at Red Dirt Raceway in Meeker, Oklahoma. Christopher Bell, the victor. Brandon Shepard won the World of Outlaw Late Models race at Black Hill Speedway in Rapid City, South Dakota. And Donnie Schatz won the World of Outlaw Sprint Car race at Attica, Ohio. Wednesday at Marshfield.
What was funny about that race?
What you guys are doing back here is making me break up. Wednesday at Marshfield, the Ditch Crawl 99 taking place, similar to the Ditch Crawl 99 at Oktoberfest. Justin Mondyke, Kurt Tillman, and Justin Mondyke, the winners of the segments. Mondyke, the
Kurt
overall
Tillman
winner.
Is still racing?
Yes, he is.
Wow.
UMP Summer National South Tour Thunderbird Speedway in Muskegon, Michigan. Billy Moyer Sr. finally reached his 100th win. USAC Midgets at Solomon Valley Raceway in Beloit, Kansas. Kevin Thomas Jr., the winner. Thursday at State Park Speedway, Luke Finhaus took the super late model feature. Brock Heinrich won the late model feature. At Kakona, the white race taking place. Steve April, the super late model feature winner. Brazen Bennett took the late model feature. UMP Summer National South Tour.
Hmm? Who won the red race?
Red race is later in August.
It's red, white, and blue, right?
Yeah. Oh, the red race in June. Yes.
Stumped you.
Oh, no.
We'll get you later.
Yeah. UMP Summer National South Tour at I-96 Speedway in Lake Odessa, Michigan. Jason Fegger, the winner. And the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars at Eldora for the Kings Royal Weekend. Night one, the Joker's Wild, won by Shane Stewart. Friday, of course, rain came in and interrupted a lot of racing. Norway Speedway up in WP. Yeah. They raced. Chad Butts won the Super Late Model feature. Lucas Oil Light Model Dirt Series at Tri-City Speedway in Pontoon Beach, Illinois. Earl Pearson Jr., the winner. UMP Summer National Cell Tour wrapped things up with a two-night show at Oakshade Speedway in Wauseon, Ohio. Zach Dome won both nights, Friday and Saturday. Brian Shirley is your Hell Tour champion. World of Outlaw Late Models at River City Speedway in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Mike Marlar, the winner. And night two for the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars at Eldora, the night before the Kings Royal, won by Donnie Schatz. Saturday at 1:41, IMCA Modified feature went to Johnny Whitman. Lance Hofer won the USRA Light Model feature at Cedar Lake. Brandon Davis took the USRA Modified feature at Deer Creek. At the Dells, round three of the Life for Five series, the Dairyland 100 went took place. And Jonathan Island scored the victory in that race. Denny Schatz won the Modified feature. Elko had the ARCA series. Gustine, first ever victory there. Natalie Decker came in fifth. NASCAR Light Models also raced. They had one feature this time. Chris Merrick, the winner. Dale Neistat won the late model feature at Jefferson. Austin McCarl took the 410 sprint feature at Knoxville. At lacrosse, Cole Howland won the NASCAR late model feature.
First time this year.
Yeah,
he was unstoppable after the caution.
Justin Oestreich won the Wissota modified feature at Rice Lake. John Reynolds Jr. took the NASCAR late model feature at Rockford.
Driver X.
Shawno, Lance Ernestson took the IMCA modified feature and a photo finish in the late model feature. Troy Springborn beat up Brett Swedberg for the win. Bandit Big Rig Series on the high banks of Salem, Indiana. Justin Ball, the winner, of course, next weekend lacrosse. Cars late models at Kingsport, Tennessee. Lance Riggs, the winner. Sam Mayer, Wisconsin driver, fourth in that race. International Super Modified Association at Yukasa Motor Speedway in Hagersville, Ontario, Canada. Danny Bowes, the winner. Johnny Benson ran that race.
What?
Benson. Finished third.
Wow.
That's just like I'm watching the Xfinity race last weekend. Morgan Shepherd, 78 years old, started in the back.
Yeah.
You'll still kick your butt.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Especially roller skating. Must-see Racing Extreme Sprint Cars at Midvale, Ohio. Jimmy McCune, the winner. Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series at Lucas Oil Speedway in Wheatland, Missouri. Scott Bloomquist won his 600th career Dirt Late Model win.
Holy and he cow. Didn't get DQ'd.
Nope.
This time.
NASCAR K-Dead Pro E Series at Thompson, Connecticut. Tyler Ankrum, the winner. Spears SRL Southwest Tour at Irwindale, California. Derek Thorne took the win. Justin Grant won the USAC Midget Race at Jefferson County Speedway in Fairbury, Nebraska. Upper Midwest Vintage Series at La Crosse. Ralph Catone took the victory. Chris Madden won the World of Outlaw Late Model Race in Ogilvie, Minnesota. Final night for the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars at Eldora. The 35th reign of the Kings Royal. Crown him King Donnie.
Oh, no, Donnie not again.
Yes. Yep.
Sunday at Slinger. Late Models, the headliners came to the high banks. For the second year in a row, Kyle Kuala won the race. Jimmy Hebert won the American Canadian Tour race at Speedway 51 in Groveton, New Hampshire. First win in 5 years. And the USAC Midgets at Sweet Springs, Missouri. Logan Seve had four or five second-place finishes. Finally got his first-ever USAC Midget win. And that'll do it for this edition of the Burning Rubber Race Report.
By the way, Paul, look who won the red race.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's right. Kyle Thomas.
You should have put some money in the line for that. We're going to come back and wrap up the program. I'm going to tell you about Big Boar Barbecue, where we're going to be on location coming up at the end of this month. That's coming up next on 1460 WBOG.
That's the Burning Rubber Race Report with Paul Reichert.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Big Boar Barbecue is up and running on the north side of La Crosse. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Yes, the food truck is open at George and Gillette Street to make it easier for you North Siders to find out why La Crosse County has voted us 4 years in a row as the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16 West Salem, 3rd Street downtown, and now open at George and Gillette Street.
Hello, I'd like to switch to DirecTV. I want over 150 channels with HD DVR service and equipment fee included for one receiver.
Yeah! DirecTV. Package offers start at incredibly low monthly prices. Call now.
Give the local team at Dean Satellite a call today at 608-769-2897. Call Dean's today.
531-18, 24-month agreement required. $35 activation, early termination fee of $20 per month for each month remaining on agreement, equipment non-return, and additional fees apply. New proof customers only, equipment lease required. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesdays, tacos are just a dollar. Wednesdays, wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursdays, burgers, just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon
with the best Bloody Marys in town.
Happy hour prices all day Friday and Sunday. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime in the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
There's the white flag. One more lap on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back one more time. The Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on 1460 WBOG on the World Wide Webs. And we're averaging about 3,000 people listening every program on that little thing we call a TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app.
Coming up at the end of the month, we want you to join us, everybody, at Big Boar Barbecue. Yes, there will be food flowing all over the place. Sunday, July 29th, it's 11 to 4. That is the 608 Piston Pounders Trophy Night. It is their big car show, and that's going to be sponsored by Big Boar Barbecue. They have a lot of other different sponsors going to be out there as well. They had a band, then the band canceled, so now I'm DJing the entire thing for free food. Yes, I am.
Shocking.
And we're taping TV out there.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun time. Get out there early. Check everything out. Check out Big Boar. Check out all the cool cars. Yeah, even check out the DJ if you have to. Hey, lots of great things going on. Support your local short track. Rockford Concession Obsession Night tonight. Elko, no racing, but Hairball is in the bar. They are headlining there. Marshfield Speedway.
You think Brent Kane will be there?
Brent Kane will be there. Marshfield Speedway, Eva Destruction 2 Plus, Street Tracks, Jefferson Speedway, the Tundra Super Late Model Series is in town. Get out and support your local short track tonight.
He almost did that in one breath. Did you hear that? There were two short ones. He was close to you, Paul. I want to thank Matt Droskowski, Cameron Riggs, and Ian Zimmerman, hot street stock drivers of the La Crosse Speedway, doing a great job. Not only taking care of themselves, the races, but their entire team out there. Gretchen Gosman, I want to thank her, the Wisconsin Car Enthusiast Club. They will be all over the La Crosse Speedway tomorrow.
Get up to La Crosse Speedway tomorrow. Check that out.
Yeah. And then coming up at the La Crosse Speedway here in September, Rebecca Brown and Mississippi Mayhem. And thank for her for joining us as well. I want to thank all of our sponsors. On behalf of Billy Doc Niles, Paul Reichert, I'm radio man Dan Dyker. We will be talking to you next Saturday right here from noon to 1 on 1460 WBOG.
There's the checkered flag. Join us again next week on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460, brought to you by Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family. Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse, voted the best in the county. Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights, Highway 21, Toma. FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier of the radio and TV shows. Dean Satellite and Security, and the Team Dean segment. The Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor. The game never ends at overtime. Join us again next week on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.